Mekudeshet, and what we had seen,
just to put ourselves back in the context, that in terms of Mekadesh, B'milve, Eina Mekudeshet, that everyone sent us to the Sugi on Daf Mem Zayin, that the reason Eina Mekudeshet is because Milve Lahotza Nidna. However, we have a Machlokas Rishonim, a true Machlokas Rishonim, as to what does that mean? And what case are we talking about? We have Rashi and Tosfos Rehazaken. And then we had, put it in an easier order, the Ravid, and then the Rambam. The Rashi and Tosfos Rehazaken learned that Mekadesh B'milva, what does Milva mean? Milva means the Ma'os Ha'alva, that even if these are still in her hand, she's not Mekudeshet. Why? Because they're hers. They're hers the moment that Milva L'Hotza Nidna, moment they were given to her, even if she didn't spend them, they're hers. You can't be Mekadesh someone with something which is already hers. The Ravid, on the other hand, and the Rambam both understood that over here we're dealing with a Chov. We're dealing not with the Ma'os, but rather with the debt, the Shibud, that exists. And over here, the question is, why is she not Mekudeshet? So the Ravid says that B'chol HaTorah Kula Eino Shaveh Kesef. This is something in the air. There's nothing here, nothing you can put your finger on. It's a chov. This is not mechilas chov. Is simply meaningless. B'chol HaTorah Kula, you can't buy a piece of land with a chov. A chov, B'chol HaTorah Kula, that's pashtus of the sugya on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. That's what comes out from Milva L'Hotza Nidna. The moment you hold Milva L'Hotza Nidna, Milva L'Hotza Nidna according to Rashi means the money is hers. Milva L'Hotza Nidna according to the Ravid means that this chov is L'Hotza. There's nothing there. It's in the air. It's not Shaveh Kesef. You can't use it to buy karka. There's no Mishapara in the world of Metaltalim. And so it can't be Mekadesh and Isha. But we saw that the Rambam held that B'chol HaTorah Kula, that this is Kesef. You can, according to the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, buy land with it. If you give over the Metaltalim, so there's a Mishapara. It is Kesef. The Rambam rejects the Sugya on Daf Mem Zayin. He has other Sugyas in Baba Metzia, that he feels trounced the sugya on the Mem Zayin. And they point out that there is a possibility of using a chov as currency. So if the chov is currency, why in the world is she not Mekudeshet? So the Rambam says that it's because of Milva L'Hotza Nidna. They're all working off of Milva L'Hotza Nidna, but because you need Hana'ah and a Milva, the Hana'ah is the Hotza'ah. The Hana'ah is the ability to spend it. And that was already given to her. And now, that was already given to her, to give her an ancillary Hana'ah, to give her an additional Hana'ah, that your Mocha doesn't have to pay back, that, according to the Rambam, is not enough of a Hana'ah for Kiddushin. You need a current Hana'ah. You need the Iker Hana'ah. That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus in Perakei Ha'ochi Yud Gimel. Mipnesha Milva L'Hotza Nitna V'Enkan Dovar Kayem Lehenos Bame'ata. Why? Shekvar Hotzia Oso Dinar. That was the Iker Hana'ah. Avra Hana'ah Oso. That Hana'ah is already past tense. Okay, this is again. This is what we spoke about last week. Then we have the Ksefa of Abaye. Mekadesh V'Hana'as Milva. So she is Mekudeshet. This works. Right? And the Gemara points out that Mekadesh B'Hana'as Milva means the Arvach La Zimna. So how does this work according to Rashi, according to the Ravid, and according to the Rambam? So here we'll just switch the order, because two of these are already dealt with, and we're left with one. Rashi says this works, because as opposed to Mekadesh B'Milva, we're Mekadesh in the Ma'os, here we're Mekadesh in the Ma'os, here we're Mekadesh with the Chov. And when you're dealing in the world of the Chov, this is already considered to be Shaveh Kesef. Arbach Be'Mil Zimna, lengthening
the loan, even when you're dealing with a chov kayam, you're dealing with a currently existing chov and you're lengthening it, that you pay a pruta for. You pay a pruta, that's shavet kesef. In the Kaddish and Isha with shavet kesef, the kol shekein im machal la kol hachov. If he was not only just added a period of time for her to pay back, but he was machal the chov, he didn't pay back at all, kavachomer that shavet kesef. She certainly would pay a certain amount of money for that, or have someone pay him to be mochel her. So the moment that we have a chov kayam, we have over here shava kesef. On the level of arba pei milsa, we have enough of a shava kesef. If mochel lahakol, kavachomer shava kesef. Why did the Gemara give this case? Because this is the case of haramas ribis. Because we're going to talk about next time the world of ribis. That's where you have a difference between arba la milsa, arba la zimna, which is haramas ribis. And machal la kol hachov, yitzachen that there's no ribis at all. Okay, that's Rashi. The Rambam, right? He pointed out that when we're dealing with a chov b'kol haTorah kula, a chov kayam, there's not enough of a hana'ah. So here we're talking about yitzirat chov chadash. We're creating a new chov im harvachat zman. And this is what we're mekadesh, because again, once the moment we're creating a new chov, milva lahotzah nitna, this is the ikar hana. And that's the Rambam in Perakei Alacha Tesvav. Now we're creating a chov. And now he's telling her that he wants to be mekadesh her with this harvachas zman, and harezo mikudeshet, because we have hana'a me'ata lehishtamesh milvezeh. But we have a problem of Avak ribis. We have a problem of haramas ribis. That's why it mentions arbach balazimna, that simply to be yotzer a new chov, that clearly is a world of hana'a. The reason that we have the harvacha, that this new chov is going to be longer than a usual chov, is to bring in the problem of ribis, of haramas ribis. Okay, so we're creating a new chov. But our real problem is, what in the world is the ravid going to do with this world of Mekadesh Bahanas Milveh? If we're talking about the money, that's hers. If we're talking about the chov, according to the Ravid, that's not Shava Kesef at all. So you get caught between the devil and the deep blue sea. How in the world is the Ravid going to understand this din? What are we talking about? According to Rashi, we're dealing with the chov, and according to the Rambam, we're dealing with the chov. But according to the Ravid, the chov is meaningless. So let's look into the language of the Ravid. The Ravid in Perakei Ochet Esvav says, Amar Avraham, Harishonim Pirshu, Kagon Shehigia Zman Hamilve Lehipara, and soon we're going to see who these Rishonim are, but the Rishonim that the Rambam, that the Ravid had in front of him, held that Kagon Shehigia Zman Hamilve Lehipara, namely we're dealing with a Milve Yeshana, we're dealing with a Chov, and the chov came to the time of paying, uma osav biyada mizumanim lifroa, and she has the currency to pay back the loan, vehi hayasa nosenes miyad biratzon dinar lemisha ma'arichla hazman chodesh echad. But she'd be willing, even though she has the money, she'd be willing to pay someone a certain amount of money for harvachas hazman, veherichla, and the owner was ma'arich, not for money, but ischar hakedushin, for kedushin. Then mikudeshet, and we have a problem of haramas ribis. Vezehu da arvach lazimna. Vekol shekein, the case of the Rambam. Namely, the Ravid says black and white. We're dealing with yukimta of Rashi, right? We're dealing with ma'arich chov kayam. That's yukimta of Rashi. That the time of the piron of this chov has come, and then he adds in this condition of Ma'osav biyada lifroa, and somehow this condition that he says changes the whole world, and this is considered to be a kiddushin behanoas harvachas zman. And the question is, what? And kalvachomer the Rambam's case of creating a nuchov. The question is, what happened? So, of course, v'chovat Torah kula, we pointed out that a chov is not Shave Kesef. If a Chov isn't Shave Kesef, so Lachara to be Ma'arich the Chov would also not be Shave Kesef. So I suggested to understand the Raya that we go over to a different Rambam. Look at the Rambam in Hilchos Malva Velove Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Because there the Ravid references our halacha, Ukedushin Yochichu. The Ravid references our halacha of Arvach Lazimna. So what does the Rambam say? The Rambam over there wants to define. What is Ribis Ketzutza? We have a concept in Chazal, Perek Ezehu Neshech, of the real Ribis. The Ribis Ketzutza, the super, super ideal ribis. We can speak about an Easter as being an ideal. What is like the real, the ribis of the Kulei Alma? Sahoru Rabosai, says the Rambam, Shehamalve eschavero ula achar zmanta vachovo, v'amar lo halove dur b'chatzeri ad she'achsir l'chachovcha. That's not ribis ketzutza. Hareza avak ribis. Why? Shilafi shelo kotzatz bish'as halva'a. According to the Rambam, we have one definition of Ribis Ketzutza. It has to accompany the Halva'ah. When the Halva'ah is created, it's created along with Ribis. That's Ribis Ketzutza. And therefore, when the Halva'ah was created, that's because the Torah says, Lo titein lo b'neshech. Don't give the Halva'ah with the Ribis accompanying the Halva'ah, with the Ribis being a condition of the Halva'ah. That's Ribis Ketzutza. If, however, the loan was given without any conditions, no strings attached, and afterwards, when the Zman Piron comes, then the Lova wants to offer an extension, more money or more Hana'a for an extension of the loan, that already would be Avak Ribis. That's not Ribis Ketzutza. Ribis Ketzutza has to accompany the loan. Anything comes later on is Avak Ribis. Comes on the Raven and says, your definition is a direction, but it's not the self pasuk. Let's look at the Ravid. Amar Avraham, Chayai Roshi, Lo Yafe Horu. That the Rambam quoted Horu Ha Rabosai, and over here the Ravid takes a sting and that Lo Yafe Horu. Why? She'im Higiazman Hapiron. Because we have a Gemara in Kedushin. Our sugya in Kedushin, which tells us that he giyas man piraon, and at that moment arvach le zimne. At that time, we have an extension of time. Now, the extension of time in our sugya is in lieu of Kedushin. The extension of time in the Rambam's case is in lieu of the dira mishuma hahu dira. That is considered kematan maos damya. That would be considered to be ribis ketzutza. The Kedushin Yochichu, and this is what our sugya is telling us, that were we to reach a point of Igiyaz Man HaPiraam, and we would at that point throw in an Arvach Lazimne, that would be considered already to be Ribis Ketzutza, and the woman would be Mekudeshet. Namely, we have over here, we're learning out from our sugya, two dinim. We're learning out an expansion of the world of Ribis Ketzutza, and we're dealing with the fact that we have Kedusha Isha. Now let's go back to our Ravid. So the Ravid is saying Kedushin Yochichu. So what does the Ravid say by us? Let's go back to our Ravid. That im higia zman hamilve lipara umaosav biyada mezumanim lefroa vehi hayesa nosenes beratzon dino gemisha marich lo hazman chodesh echad veherecha bischara Kedushin Mikudeshet, v'zehu da'arvach la zimna. Namely, the Ravid over here connects these two halachot, that whatever is going to be ribis ksutza is going to be kedushin, and whatever is going to be kedushin is going to be ribis ketzutza. Why, says the Ravid? Because this is kish'as matan ma'os damya. That we can have a situation which is later than matan ma'os, but with the kaf hadimyon is kishas matan maos. What is the Rabbi telling us? When would we have a kishas matan maos damya? When would we view this man of the piron of a chov as though we are creating a chov? Under what conditions? What does the Rabbi tell us? What is the Rabbi adding to what we had seen previously in the Rishonim? Higiyas man hamilva lipara the ma'osav lifr mezumanim biyada lifroa v'hi hayeta notenet miyad beratzon dinu l'misha ma'arichla. Namely, if we're dealing with a situation where she could pay back this loan, right? And the assumption was, and then take another loan. She could pay back this loan and then take another loan. But instead of doing that, we're marviach the first loan. Namely, but she's in potential could have ended off this loan and begun another loan. So then we view the continuity of the first loan as a new loan. Then we have already yitzirat chov. Then we have already mekadesh b'milva. In other words, then we have already the world of milva lahotzah nitna. We have already the world of the hanoah of the Rambam. And the Rabbit says, v'kol shekein, if we mamish have a new loan, that certainly would be considered to be a hanoah. But even if we don't have a new loan, if we have a quasi-new loan, namely, it's in her power to pay back the old loan and create a new loan, that would also be a world of hanoah. Namely, that in a case where you are ma'arich the chov kayam, uma'otav biyadeha, that this is ki'ilu yotzer chov chadash, then we have the same halacha as the Rambam, that when you create a new loan, that's hanoah. When we have an extension of an old loan, which in potential is creating a new loan, this also would work. Namely, Rashi's case, where simply you have an old loan and you extend it, that the Ravid holds, is not kesef. However, when we create a loan, that the Ravid would agree would be kesef. That, with that, that already is considered to be a meaningful hana'ah, milva lahotzah nitna, just like according to the Rambam we have over here hana'ah, according to the Ravid we would have over here hana'ah. The kol shekein, if you actually create a new loan. So what the Ravid has done, he's taken the case of Rashi and learned it like the Rambam. He's taken the world of a halva'a kayemes, but he's pointed out that the halva'a kayemes can be viewed like the new loan. So this has two nafkaminas. A, this would be ribis katsutza, because ribis katsutza is only when you create a loan. But says the Ravid, we learn from Kedushin, sometimes you can extend an old loan and it'll be the equivalent of creating a new loan. And we have over here Kedushin, because you have hana'a. Milva lahotza nitna, you have the hana'ah of the creation of a quasi new loan. This is what I think the Ravid is saying, and I think the proof of the pudding will be when we see the Rashba. Okay, but so we, in other words, what we've seen, Rashi and the Rambam are lishitatam. Rashi learned that mekadesh b'milva ena mekudesh, it's with the money, but when you move over to the chov, mechilas chov, that's considered to be shava kesef. The Rambam, who said that an old loan is not enough hana'ah, but a new loan would be enough hana'ah. The Ravid, who said that a chov b'chlav is something in the air, and if when you have an old loan, that is considered to be something which is meaningless. However, if you could theoretically pay back that old loan and create a new one, that's considered to be milva lahotzah nitna. That's considered already to be the equivalent of a new loan. It would be ribis katsutza in Hilchos Malva Malova, and ha'isha mekudeshet in the world of Hilchos Ishus. What do we have in the Rashba that sort of gives us the framework that, you know, I think my humble opinion points out that we're on the right direction? The Rashba, going in the footsteps of the Ramban, just that his syntax is so much easier than the Ramban's. If you won't look at the Ramban if you want to, but it pays to look at the Ramban after having seen the Rashba. He gives us an overview of the sugya. Now, he gives us an overview with Rashi, the Rif, who we've seen only through the eyes of the Magid Mishnah, a new Rishon on the block, Rabbeinu Hananel, and the Ravid, our Ravid over here. And quite clearly, he chooses one of these four shitos as his own, but he puts them into a very, very good, nice context. Let's look at the Rashba together. Amar Abaye, Hamekadesh b'milva ena mekudeshet b'hanoas milva mekudeshet v'asikna hanoas milva arva chayzimna. Okay, that's Gemara. Upirish Rashi, hirviach lazman Namely, that we're dealing over here with a pre-existing loan, and the harvacha, the extension of the loan, is worth a pruta. The kol shekein machava hamilve beatzmo v'amar la biskar hanat mechila. That certainly would be valid. Aye, so why not give the easier case? Why give this strange case? Hada nakat harvachas milve, velo nakat b'mechilas milve, boi rashminan da'asar la'asas ke mishum haramas ribis, while in the case of mechilas milve, there would not be an iser at all. Okay, that's so Rashi is Rashi. The difference is between the ma'os and the chov. V'chein, Piresh Rabbeinu Alfasi Sal. Now this already is not so clear, because the Rabbeinu Alfasi uses very, very obscure language. But he quotes Rabbeinu Alfasi. The Kosav, Hanoas Milve Isa Ba'olam, Milve Atzma Eina Ba'olam. That's a quote from the Rif. You look at the Rif, this is the quote. What does that mean? So according to the Rashba and the Ramban, this is a very, very terse way of saying Rashi, that Hano Asmilve the Chov, Isa Ba'olam, it's his, it still belongs to him, it's owed to him, and therefore he can be Mekadish with it. Milva Atzma, Eina Ba'olam, but the Ma'os, they're already hers. It's no longer his. It's Eina Ba'olam. Once upon a time they were his, but it's no longer his because Milva Lahotso and Nitna. If that's what the Rif meant, maybe. I mean, certainly the Ramban and the Rashba are much closer to the Rif than I am, and certainly they can say that's what the Rif meant. And Hu Hadin, if you recall, this was the direction of the Magid Mishnah. You have on the same page the Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah says, U'bahalachos Piresh, that in the Rif we find this language. And then he says, "V'yesh mishakosav the leperush zeh kol shekein emachala hamilve ba'atzma." Namely, the yesh mishapirush is Rashi, and he's understanding the leperush zeh that if this is the perush of the Rif, that would distinguish between ma'os and chov. So not only the harvacha, but also kavachomer if we're mochel. So itachein. So we have the Rif and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Magid Mishnah all understood the Rif like Rashi. I again, personally have my doubts, but this is the way they learned. However, then they quote Rabbeinu Chananel. Avo Rabbeinu Chananel Pirish. Now, what are we talking about? Again, we have this pre-existing loan, which the time has come to pay. And now, Shaklinu Mina, the husband, or the man, takes the money from her, V'hadar osfinu nihala, and then returns the money to her. V'amar lei bahi hano de kashavik nalach ad kach v'kach zimna, that now that I have taken the money and returned it to you and given you an extension on the loan, with that hana mikachisli, I want to be mikadish you. And the Rabbeinu Chananel continues, the ib de lo shaklinu, had the man. Not taken the money from her and returned it to her, but simply told her the words, "I am extending you the loan." Hechi adifa hanoas milve mi milve atzma. What? Why would that work? If being mochel a loan wouldn't work, why would extending a loan work? Yitziva ba'ara v'giyura b'shmei Shmaya. Would it make sense to say that the yitziva, that the citizen, the ezrach, he's on the ground, he is a lowly person, the giura, the ger, the stranger, b'shmei Shmaya, he's up there. Would it make sense to say that if you're mochel the loan, she'll have to pay back the entire amount? That would not be kedushin. But if you extend the loan, that would be kedushin. Doesn't make sense. L'chora, there's much more hana'a in being mochel alone than extending alone. So therefore, the Rach says, Rabbi Nochananel says, it must be an ukimta where the money was actually given from her to him and then given back from him to her as a loan. And with that mechanism, we have over here a harvachas milveh, which is going to work as Kesef Kedushin. Had he simply extended it, it wouldn't have worked because Yitziva Ba'ara V'Giyur B'Shmeshmaya. That is Rabbeinu Chananel. Comes along the Rashba and says, what is Rabbeinu Chananel talking about? Hai Kushya Lesa. This whole, the Rabbeinu Chananel is built on an assumption that were we to simply have an extension and not have a money handed over in both directions, we wouldn't understand why that would work. Why? Hanoas milva isa or milva gufa lesa. We could have very well learned like the Rif, namely, he's quoting the Rif's language that in the case of when you're mekadesh a woman with maos, there it doesn't work. When you're mekadesh her with the chov, or with the extension of a chov, that's considered to be shava kesef. If actually we have money going back and forth, we don't call that an extension. We would say this is a new loan. This is a new loan for another period of time. Why call it an extension? She paid him, and he gave her back the money as a new loan. And if we would say no, if we don't have the money being handed back and forth, we don't have a sufficient amount of hanoah. There's no reason why this case should be any better than a classic case of extension. Either an extension is a hanoah, or an extension is not a hanoah. But what would we say for Rabbeinu Chananel after having seen the Ravid? Why would Rabbeinu Chananel require a handing over the money and then hand it back to her? What was he bothered by? If you'd only extend the loan, what would be the issue? There's no hana, because a loan has no hana. The only time that we can have hana is at what point? When you create a loan. So according to Rabbeinu Chananel, we don't have to create a new loan. What we can do is extend a loan in a manner of creation. We extend a loan by giving money back and forth, and this shows that now we have a milva lahotzah nitna, now we have a new creation, a new yitzira, which would be enough to be mekadesh the isha. This would be hana'ah. Simply being mochel, an existing loan, simply being marviach, an existing loan, that would not be. But if we mamish have money going back and forth, that would be enough. Then, in that context, we recourse to the Ravid, Harav HaBezdin Zal V'chein HaRavid, both the Ravid and his father-in-law, the two Ravids, Pirshu, Milve Shehigi Azmana, that the case is the case where the Zman Piron arrived, V'hamos Biyada, and again, as Roth pointed out, we have over here the condition of HaMos Biyada, the money is in her hand, she cave on the Baal Karcha Yochel Legvosam. Had he wanted to take her to court and force her to pay him, he could have. Have a Ke'ilu Gva'am. We don't have to go through the actual handing over the money, but rather, this is already sufficient. Then on that, the Rashba says, Ve'no Machuvar. The Kol Shalom Gva'am Mamash Milvehi. The loan is still there. The previous loan is still there. And when the loan is still there, then this is not considered to be money. It's not considered to be proper hana'ah. But what is the Ravid himself saying? That the moment that the money is in her hands, what is it? Ki'ilu. Namely, that the Ravid and Rabbeinu Chananel are basically the same shita. What's the whole machlokas between them as to whether you actually have to give the money or it's enough that she has the money available to be giving? That both of them hold you require a new loan. The question is, do we have to have an actuality of a new loan, or is it enough to have a potential of a new loan? But basically, they're both going in the same direction. That the new loan is not the loan which is starting necessarily yesh me'ayiv. Kal v'chomer, that certainly be the case. The chiddush of the Gemara. This is the chiddush of the Gemara, and this is what the Ravid is stressing in Hilchos Ma'ova V'lova. The chiddush of the Gemara is that you can have an old loan that we're going to view as a new loan. My nafgamina, Kedushin, and in Hilchos Ma'ova V'lova, Ribbis Ksutza. This is Ribis Doraisa. Even though it's Zman Piraon, it's the equivalent of a new loan. That's the chiddush of the sugya, and that's why the Ravid said that lo horu, that the Rabosav of the Rambam should have been sharper. They should have realized that from kedushin yochichu that their principle is correct, but the application of the principle would also apply to an old loan. If we have a knetch, what knetch do you need? According to the Ravid, that potentially it could be a new loan. According to Beno Chananel, we actually have money going back and forth, etc. That, in other words, but basically they're going in the same direction. With this in mind, what I'd like you to do is look at the page I just gave you, and this is the page that Chesky Glatt found in his Shitas HaKadmonim, that there is a Rishon, Rabbi Chananel ben Shmuel. Does anyone know who Rabbi Chananel ben Shmuel was? Any Wikipedia experts over here? Rabbi Chananel ben Shmuel was a Talmud of the Rambam, whose daughter married Rav Avraham ben HaRambam, so he was a close Talmud of the Rambam, and he wrote a perush on a number of mesechtos, one of which was on Meseches Kedusha. Namely, on our Rif, which writes in Sphinx-like language, so he wrote a perush. And it was put out relatively recently. Relatively recently means 30 years ago, 40 years ago, right before you were born, but in my lifetime. Relatively recently, it was put out in this Sefer Shitas HaKadmonim on Meseches Kiddushin. So he was coming from the same issues that we all have. Right? What's the difference between Milva and Hanoas Milva? We have the classic Shita of Rashi and Tosfos Ri HaZaken. And according to certain Rishonim, this is also the Rif. And this is what the Rashba holds and the Ramban holds, that Ma'os cannot be used, Lohotza Nitna, they're hers already, Mashayin Kainachov can be used, either on the level of Mechila or on the level of Arvacha. However, we saw that the Rambam disagrees, the Rambam requires a new Chov, so the Rambam will say, okay, we're talking over here about a new chov. That's a tremendous chiddush in the Gemara. Arvach la-milsa, to say we're talking about a new chov, is certainly not the ideal pshat in Arvach la-milsa. Arvach la-milsa chov is talking about an old chov. But an old chov, according to the Rambam, there's no, that's Mekadesh b'milva, there's no Hanos Kedushin. So we saw that Rabbeinu Chananel and the Ravid took an old chov and turned it into a new chov. Right? They took the case of Arvach la-milsa, which is classically an old chov, and with ukimtot, Shakal Shakal, Yesh Lamaos Biyodeh, turned it into a new chov. With this in mind, let's look at the Rabbi Chananel ben Shmuel, Amar Abaye, Perush, Damar Lihiskachli Bemilve Shihil Visich, Eina Mikudeshes, the Afinan Kicha Kicha Mistei Evron, Kedamrinan Le'el, Dahainu Di Yohiv Lamidi Bishas Kedushin, Vahai, Lo Yohiv Lamilve De Lahotsoan Nitna, Vahain Sheva. Umaos acherim he chayeves lo. Namely, he's learning like whom? Who holds that mekadesh milva means that the hein shelo umaos acherim he chayeves lo? This is Rashi. He learned like Rashi. Avolim kitcha b'hanoas milva ki mefarish talmuda v'azil hechidami hanoas milva going to arvach la milsa. Okay. Mefarish harav Rabbeinu Yitzchak Alfasi. The Amar Kagon Demata Zimna, namely we're dealing with an old loan, and the Shas Piraon comes. V'hachi Kapirish Talmido Rav Yosef HaLevi Zal, who is that? The Rimigash was a Talmud of the Rif and the Rebbe of the Rambam, and so of course you know this is Rabbeinu Chananel learning from the Rambam. V'Amar Avalim Kitcha B'Hanoas Milva. Again, the language of the Rif we have very little to work with. So the Rimigash takes the Rif, Kagon, the Arvach Lazimna, Shehayalo Etzla Milva. We're dealing with an old loan. Higiyaz Mana Leparalo. Time of Piron came. Va'amarla, Hareini Marvichech Adayin Ad Yom Ploni. Classic Harvacha, right? He's extending the date of the payment. Ubahi Hanoa de Marvachna Leitis Kachili, Hareza Mekudeshet. It works. V'ka'amar Zal. And then the Rimigash continued, V'ikashelach hashta ki kamachala al ikar milve legamre lo have mekudeshet ki kamirvach zimna bilechud v'lo kamachala mi ikar hamilve midi have mekudeshet. Now he's jumping over to Hushita, that if you were to be mochel the chov totally, it would not work. But the harvacha would work. Who holds that? That if you're mochel totally, you could not, it would not be kedushin. This is the Rambam, right? This is the Rambam who holds that mekadesh b'milva, even if you use the chov. Namely, that we're moving over. We began with Rashi, with the shela, but then he moved over to the Rambam. So he asked in the Rambam, if you're mochel the entire loan, that's not mekudeshet. Ma pitom that having a harvacha would work. So the Rambam himself answered, we're dealing with a new loan. But the Rif is not talking about a new loan. The Rif says black and white, we're talking about Mata Zimna, we're talking about the old loan. Lo tikshigach. Right? So this is the problem that the student in front of the Ravid and Rabbeinu Chanina, what to do. But rather than give their ukimtot, what does he say? Dechi machil lo al ikar hamilve, hainu taima de lo have mekudeshet, mishum dechi mekadesh lo, b'maydalesa b'enei, mekadesh. Kidekaimalon milve lehotza nitna. So now he says, why would it not work if you mekadesh a woman with an ikar loan, if you mekadesh her with a mechila? The lesa be'ena. What lesa be'ena? Again, appears to be jumping to hushita. That this is meaningless. This is a shibud. There's nothing there. That lesa be'ena, kaimala milva lahotza nitna. Namely, he's starting off like the Ravid. That to be mekadesh with a chov would be meaningless. You're not giving her anything. Namely, that were you to be mekadesh a woman with a pre-existing loan is a shibud. It's something in the air. There's nothing here to talk about. So that's not considered to be kedushin. Like we saw that the Ravid held that b'chol haTorah kula, that this is not considered to be money. Avo ki mirvach leizimna. But if you take a pre-existing loan and you add time to that pre-existing loan, hainu taima dehave kedushe, mishum dechi mekadesh la bahahi hana'a, hu de mekadesh la, lo be'ikar hamilta. We're not using the shibud, we're using over here a totally new creation called harvachas zman, vahi hana'a ha isa. This is something that is current. This is something which is on the table. He's creating this yesh me'ayin currently. This is not an extension of something that occurred once upon a time. This is not a milva lahotzah nitna that was created at a certain moment in time, and since then there's nothing to talk about. Here we're creating something new. That he's currently giving her now. The arvach, the hahi, Dehi adayin kedushe, that now that he is extending this loan, he is creating a new hana'a, and that's why the kedushin gets off the ground. Hilchas chavelei kamanda yoivlei hahi shaita midei demishanya beminei vekitsheba vehave kedushe. Vedafka hecha dehave le gaba milva meikara vekarmavach le hashta bizman. And this is specifically a situation which would be a pre-existing loan that he is being marviach, that he is extending. Avalim hashtehu de kamozifla, but if currently he would create a new loan, v'amar bahi anah de kamozifna mavachna lemeskadeshesli, this would not be kedushin. Why would this not be kedushin? Because of a curveball, because of something coming in from left field. My time kaven de kamasni ala biikar halva havile ribis katsutsa de asira de oraisa. Afilu dibur bi alma asur be ribis. Namely, that we need to create something new. We can't create an entirely new loan, because that would be ribis katsutsa, and you can't be a mekadesh a woman with an iser. So we have to create something new which would not be ribis katsutsa. How do we create something new which is not ribis katsutsa? That would be harvachas zman on a pre-existing loan. There's nothing there to talk about, and that's why Rabbeinu Hananel came up with his new loan, right, giving the money back and forth, and that's why the Ravid came up with his, that she has the most biyadeha. None of that is necessary according to Rabbeinu Hananel. Simply the fact that we have over here a creation of Hana'a, that he is creating for her a window of non-payment, that window of non-payment, that new creation, would be considered to be enough. Namely, you don't require a new loan b'poal. You don't require a new loan b'koach. What we require is simply a form of hana, and this would be no different than rakod lefanai, tzchok lefanai. It would be a form of hana that you are currently giving a person a window of opportunity, which you don't have to pay back. Yes.
According to this understanding, why isn't it the same logic when if you were to be mochel in money, creating a new?
Because you're mochel that which was milveh lehotza. Now you're mochel that which was created. In other words, it's an excellent question. In other words, what we're saying is over here that which relates to the past, when you're mochel something that relates to the past, then there is currently no meaningful hana'a because it's all in the past. You need something in the present. And so what we're creating, rather than creating a new loan or a new potential loan, we're creating a new hana'a. Simply a new hana'a that you're bringing, if you were to be a stand-up comedian, tell her a joke, right? So that the smile on her face, that would be create. That's a hana'a. So the smile on her face, then now she has an extension of a month, that brings her hana'a. You'll say you should have a bigger smile if you're mochel the loan altogether. Yeah, but that bigger smile relates to an area which al pi halacha is not considered to be a sheva pruta, is not considered to be money, is not considered to have worth. This is what you're asking is basically the question to a certain degree. Rabbeinu Hananel, this is Rabbeinu Hananel's question, that we should have the citizen on the ground and have the ger in the air, that mechila of the loan itself would not be meaningful hana'a, and the harvacha would be meaningful. According to Rabbi Hananel ben Shmuel, no, this is not a ger. This is also a citizen. It's a citizen of a different country. Right? You have the citizen of the original loan is not going to work. The citizen of this new window of opportunity is going to work. It's not, again, no one else learned this way. In other words, it remained in Ksaviyat until 30 years ago. But, you see the same grappling with the issues, namely how do all these sugyas work out with working one with the other within another perspective. I have no idea if the Rabbeinu Hananel ben Shmuel was ever seen by the Rashba and the Ramban. We don't know. Could he have been seen by the Ravid? Perhaps. I don't know. We don't know. No one quotes him until we have the Shita Sakadmonim. What he does is basically to try and do what the Rabbeinu Hananel and the Raiva did with their ukimtot, even without an ukimta. Simply saying that we have over here a hana'a hashta. We have over here a current hana'a which would be enough. Okay? B'seder. Okay, so this pretty much is what we have in terms of completing that which we began last time. Well, now we have to move over into the world of ribis and ribis katsutsa. Okay? So, firstly, if you pass these out. Okay, so Rashi, I assume you learned, right? So we can together at least just begin the issue that we're talking about over here. So the Gemara points out that this case of Hano'as Milveh will work. Again, some form of Arvach Lezimna will work, but Osher Lasos Kemishum HaRamas Ribis. And that this is a case of Hano'as Ribis as opposed to a classic Ribis of 4 to 5. What over here is the nature of this Harvachas ribis? So Rashi points out, Hanas milveh mefarish lava asil. Ilema da'askafa meikara arba b'chamisha, that this was a tnai, that for lending 4, he's going to get back 5. Hashdam ala hiskachili bezuz hachamishi. And now, rather than her paying that extra 5, that extra zuz, he wants to be mekadesher. That's ribis malya sahi. V'amai kori le haramas ribis. V'od hainu milve. In words, how is this different than the original milve? Da af hazuz hazek from chuyeves v'omedes. Hainu milve. Da af hazuz hazek kvar mechuyeves v'omedes. What is being said over here? Again, according to Rashi, Hainu Milve means that the money that he lent her, the Ma'os, cannot serve as Kesef Kedushin. Why? Because they are hers, not his. Correct? So he says not only are the four hers and not his, but even the fifth is now hers and not his. Okay? Hainu Milvehu. Sha'af Hazuz Hazeh Kvar mechuyevet v'omedet. But what is Rashi stressing over here? Kvar mechuyevet v'omedet. What appears from Pshat of Rashi, that when we have a din, when we have a situation of ribis, is the malva allowed to accept the money that he wrote into the contract? He says, I'm giving you $100, I want back $120. Is the malva allowed to accept the $20? Well, is he allowed? Pidin, Iser Heter, is the malva allowed? Usser, it's Usser, right? It's Usser to, but what is there? There's a chiyuv to pay. Namely, we have, paradoxically, a chiyuv on the lova to pay the malva that which was agreed upon, mechuyevet v'omedet, just that it's aser al pidin. In other words, you have a difference between choshen mishpat and yoredeya. In the world of choshen mishpat, we have a chiyuv. In the world of yoredeya, we have an iser. And since over here there is a chiyuv to pay back, so this is a milva, and this is part of the loan, and milva lahotza nitna, and it's already hers currently and not his. But Rashi is working off of an assumption that we have over here a chiyuv, which is a tremendous chiddush. Not that it's a chiddush that it's a, well, it's a tremendous chiddush. Okay, let's start that way. We'll continue with the chiddush next time. Lo tzvicha da'avrach le'izman halva'aso, va'amar lahiskachi bahano'a zo she'at hayitz nosenes pruta lo'adam she'yifayiseni al-kach, O li, either to be, give this money to someone else or to me. Vafilu agar notar lo dame klal. That we don't have over here the classic tit for tat in the of the world of ribis. That we have over here an additional amount of money for an additional favor. V'im pirish lo kach. Mikudeshet. However, even though this is not the classic agar natar, this is not the classic ribis, haramas ribisu dehavya velo ribis gamor. Why? Delokats lamidi velomidi shakil mina. Because we don't have over here a situation of kutzla, of something being set up at the time of the loan, eh? Velomidi shakil mina, we don't have over here anything which he is receiving for her, from her. And so therefore, since neither of these conditions exist, this is purely a din of, it's not even a din of ribis drabanan, it appears to be this avak ribis, this maris ayin of ribis. The kolcha kein emochala kol hamilve, v'amar lo hiskachli b'hanos mechila zo, d'hashtahu d'koyoyiv l'achpruta d'hanos milve. Ki mekadesh la b'ikar hamos, lav midi yohiv la, Sheherehim kvar bishusa vehem shela. Okay, so what we have over here then within Rashi is that the is that had we had a world in which he would have been cuts 4 for 5 and then wanted to be mekadesher with the 5, that would be ribis ma'alyasa. Rashi adds in shekvar mechuyevet ve'omedet, that there would be a chiyuv b'choshen mishpat. But the fact that we have an isur of Yoredeya, and once we have a chiyuv of choshen mishpat, so then the moment that the halva'a took effect, it turns into hers rather than his, and would not get off the ground. Okay, so from here, what we'll try to do is continue to, through the Rishonim. The Ritva look at, the Chazonish, I printed for you on the other side of the page, just the paragraph that's Membeis Sifkatan Aleph, he relates black and white to the Ritva. He says, basically, the direction is, we cannot learn the Ritva the way we would normally read a Ritva. It cannot possibly mean that. We have to reinterpret the Ritva, so we'll have to see whether that is the only option. And then we have over here Tosfos on the Amud, the Arvachle, the Rashba, the Ritva, in terms of defining Ribbis. The first Ritva deals with Rashi's Shita, the second one deals with his own Shita, and the Tosfos Rihazakein on the Arvachle Zimna. Okay? Through the top over here, through the world of 1 second. Right. Through where he quotes the other Rishonim also on the Arvachay Milsa. Okay? So that we'll see neder on Yom Rivi.